I deal in the book with this without trying to totally alienate myself from readers who maybe don't enjoy their science fiction and that sort of thing. By the way, I think even the concept of science fiction is an interesting one. Who gave us the imaginations that we have? Who provided an orderly universe in which science and math hold true? God did. And so when you talk about science fiction, meaning extrapolating, could people one day be able to accomplish certain things, aren't you glad for science? I hope you are. Without it, your house would not be warm or cold, depending on what you need, you know, at the time. And there's just a lot of scientific discovery. There's probably a lot of us who have had medical treatments that without medical science, and that's what it is, it's science, you know, we would, I'm an insulin-dependent diabetic. Without medical science, I would probably be dead by now. If I wasn't dead, I'd certainly be blind, probably have lost a limb or two, whatever. So, I mean, my point is that don't dismiss something just on the basis that it's, let's say, speculative science. But I think if you look at God's original declaration, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. What does he do? Seven-day creation, crowning point, human beings. It is given to us to have dominion over his creation, specifically over his earth, yes. But the earth is a part of a physical universe that has a continuity to it. The earth has a moon. And when people first went to the moon, it was people leaving earth to go out somewhere. If we, with all of the sin and all of the mental deterioration that the human race has experienced, with short lifespans compared to the fact that we never would have died apart from sin, you know, take a Sir Isaac Newton, you know, take somebody of that brilliance, and he was a devoted Christian, by the way. Take somebody of that brilliance, never dying, and working in cooperation with whoever comes along at whatever point, an Einstein, you know, Stephen Hawking, you know, that kind of brilliance, and nobody holding back research from each other because they want to win the Nobel Prize instead of you. And when I pointed to you, I didn't mean you're in danger of winning the Nobel Prize. I don't know. You may be. But anyway, you know, but I'm sure you would be quick to share. But there's a lot of people that aren't. Now, imagine that now going hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years. What levels of achievement would we? I mean, we could put people on Mars right now. We haven't, but we could. Certainly. Okay, so where would we be in the universe, and what would we have discovered by now, and how could we be glorifying God by exploring the wonders of his universe, not simply from a distance, but up close? Is that speculative? Yes, it is speculative. But notice, I do this a lot in the Heaven Book. I always try to emphasize I am, when I'm speculating, you know, I try to say that. Okay? But the speculation can be built on something that is true. What is true is God made heavens and earth. He made us to have dominion over. He made us in his image. He made us to be sub-creators. He made us to glorify him and explore the wonders of his creation. Now, I'm extrapolating from all that, which is sound biblical doctrine. That's all just true. What I just said is true. Now I'm speculating based on that toward a possibility of exploring the new heavens and the earth. And so, is it speculation? Yes. Is there any biblical grounds that could lead one to that speculation? I think so. I think there is.